Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into the KER Politics. Welcoming back our radio audience. Great to have you with us. I just want to remind you, we do have a very active blog. We have about 100 comments a day. Love to have you guys take part in this if you are interested and have time. And I would think that you wouldn't be listening to the show if you weren't interested and you didn't have time. Jimmy, we got a one-year anniversary right now of Ukraine. What are your comments on that? Where are we headed as far as that country and Russia are concerned?
Well, of course, no one knows what's going to happen right now. That's a lot of ambiguity. We do know that a couple of things have happened in the last few weeks and, of course, in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I do want to just highlight right now at the beginning of the show that we're going to talk a little bit about Ukraine in this segment, talk about the WHO and the Biden administration handing responsibilities over to them for pandemic response. Talk a little bit about politics with election fraud in Arizona and maybe some of the other complex details. And then the last segment will be political overall, what we see happening around the political realm. But this, when you get back to the specifics on Ukraine right now, what we've seen happen in the last week, you saw Putin come out and give his somewhat anniversary speech in kind of a rally moment, getting a lot of people together in Russia, in Moscow, in the main stadium to rally support for the troops and for his special military operation.
Now, I understand, Jimmy, that wasn't actually a voluntary attendance of that. There was kind of an edict given. You folks had to go, right?
Well, so what I heard, so I actually listened to some of social media reporting in Russian
right.
in the area, and there were some interviews with people that said that they were let off work to go, that they were incentivized. Some people were incentivized with basically 50 rubles, not a lot of money, but, incentivized to go for that, that there was some companies that forced their employees to go.
Yeah.
So it's hard to judge. You know, some of this is anecdotal. There's a lot of propaganda in all directions, but clearly there are problems and a large number of casualties, and Russia is admitting it more and more that there's a large number of casualties. In fact, Putin was trying to honor a lot of the lost soldiers at this point, trying to use the same, basic premise that he talked about before, Nazification in Ukraine, NATO expansion and the threat from the West, and this was really the West's fault, which, resonates to some. Others, it doesn't make a lot of sense to, certainly the Ukrainians that were attacked.
Yeah.
But we also have the Chinese stepping forward, Xi offering a 12-point peace plan. That peace plan is the first real peace plan that you've seen from a major participant in this.
I just want to say one thing, Jimmy. In the past, that peace plan would have come from the U.S., but with our great president, it's not happening.
It's amazing to me that there's no strategic policy statements coming out on the end of this and what end state there is. So the Chinese have a little bit of advantage here, although when you look at the details of their plan, it summarized Russians keep their forces where they are, and then the West withdraws sanctions, and then we continue on and accept it to stop the violence.
Yeah.
That's not flying very well EU capitals, NATO capitals, or certainly with the Biden administration. So
yeah.
big challenges there. But again, the Chinese are trying to take advantage of the opportunity to be publicly out front. The other thing that happened just yesterday was on the anniversary of the invasion, the United Nations voted in a General Assembly vote, 141 votes for a resolution that basically tells Russia needs to withdraw all its military forces from sovereign Ukrainian territory that recognized Ukrainian territory.
Yeah.
There were seven votes against it. Those seven votes included Russia, Belarus, North Korea, Syria, Mali, Eritrea, and Nicaragua. Not the greatest group of people to be hanging around with.
No.
And then there were 32 abstentions from that vote. One of them was China. One of them was India. A number of them were African countries that are actually now very close to China because of influence and peddling and buying. And a number of the Eastern or Central Asian countries, I'm sorry, that were that are basically under the influence of Russia, and of course Cuba stepped out with an abstention on it as well. So again, not a large group of people, a large group of countries that were basically against this.
Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about the European countries. How did they vote?
Yeah, across the board, all the European countries voted for the withdrawal. I mean, the Europeans, the EU, and the NATO countries, they're all very concerned about this continued conflict.
Yeah.
And of course, and most of the world is. This is a very deadly, dangerous, it's a massive operation and very difficult to understand for many, many people because it's so complex. But the bottom line is, over the last week or so, it looks like Russian military forces have been attempting to, again, move on an offensive near Bakhmut. They have not taken Bakhmut. They have moved in Vuhledar and other areas in the east in the Donbass region. But apparently they're taking heavy casualties and gained very little ground, with the exception of a couple little hamlets and small bulges in the conflict zone. In the meantime, the Ukrainians are suffering significant casualties as well. They are running low on ammunition. However, Western NATO countries, including the United States, continue to pour resources, equipment, training, and ammunition into the region. And we haven't even seen the effects of main battle tanks, more sophisticated Western main battle tanks, and we haven't seen the long-range weapon systems that the Ukrainians have asked for that would might actually have a significant impact on the outcome of this conflict.
Well, Jimmy, the tank issue was all over the news, whether it's televised or whether it's print or what have you. There was a lot of coverage on that just about a week ago, and you say nothing's really going on in that area. Is that correct?
Well, they're preparing. They're training the German Leopard tanks. There's some of them are beginning to come close. Of course, the Polish Leopard tanks are very close. The U.S. M1 tanks, that'll be a while. The Bradleys, however, are beginning to get close to being implemented in theater. And, of course, we gave a large number of M113 armored personnel carriers, and you can see those on the battlefield now quite often.
Yeah.
So as you see heavier armor coming in and you see more sophisticated anti-tank weapons on that armor, and that includes the TOW missile systems and some of these other anti-tank systems that will be along with 120 millimeter guns with longer range and better sighting, you're going to see a dynamic change on the ability for Ukrainian maneuver operations that could challenge the Russian forces if they continue to be bogged down, as it appears they are.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this whole thing will be settled just about in time for the tanks not to have to be used. I would really hope that some type of peace plan would be put into place, offered by perhaps one of the European countries, or maybe even China. Let's get some worldwide volume. Let's get this thing going. Jimmy, final words.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left here, and it looks to me like Putin is in a very precarious situation because he cannot lose this. At the same time, it looks very difficult for him to win it. And politically, you may see turmoil in the backside of what's happening in Moscow because of more pressure from the right. The people that are sealing failure on the battlefield are very frustrated with the Ministry of Defense, and ultimately that will come back to Putin's leadership. And then as people become more aware of the casualties and the losses, the Russian army has suffered significantly, and that's a reality that you cannot ignore. That's right. Going to put pressure on Putin and the leadership.
Oh, you can't. There's no question whatsoever about that. 10 seconds to a commercial, Jimmy. So let me just say this. We're going to be right back after the commercial. We're going to talk a little bit about the World Health Organization.